This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. The terms gut health and gut microbiome have become more popular, but what is the gut microbiome and what role does it play in our health? Well, we're joined today by Julie Thompson, the Information Officer from Guts UK, to learn more. Hi, Julie. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hi, Amelia. Thank you for inviting us.
So as part of your Let's Talk Guts campaign from the 13th to the 19th of July, you're encouraging people to have conversations about and learn more about their digestive system. So let's start with, what is the gut microbiome?
So our gut microbiome are the normal bacteria, fungi and yeasts that are found in our large bowel. And we are in fact an ecosystem. So the combination of these microorganisms that live within your gut are completely unique to each person. The large bowel is the main reservoir for our microbiome within our body, although the creatures really are found all over our body. In fact, any sort of surface that gets exposed to the outside will have its own population, and they may well be different. So the gut microbiome consists of over 100 trillion microorganisms, which is quite a number. And in fact, they are more than the cells that are found in our body. It weighs around 200 grams. And that's about the same as weight as a hamster.
And why are these microorganisms in our gut so important?
So there's a number of different benefits to having a wide variety of different organisms in our gut. And we know that for health, having as wide a variety as possible is really important. So when we're young, they help our immune system to develop, and they also interact and optimise the function of the immune system as well. So that's a really important factor. They also produce substances that help support the health of the gut wall and also protect the barrier function of it. So as with our skin, our gut is sort of exposed to the outside, even though it's within our body, and it does have a protective effect. When the microbiome produces substances, some of these are called short chain fatty acids. They're the things that protect our gut wall as well as the microbiome. So the microbiome produce what are called metabolites as well. So when they process the fibre that we have in our diet, they will produce substances. And again, those substances can be of a benefit. Another benefit is the suppression of what are termed bad bacteria. So the more variety of good bacteria that you have within your gut will suppress the growth of others, which may well not be as beneficial. And this can sort of prevent illnesses, for example, gastroenteritis, from happening. And the other thing really we should talk about is they break down the indigestible components of food. So I've just mentioned about the fibre in our diet. So this is something that we don't absorb into our body. It generally just passes through. But part of the fibre is called prebiotic. And if you know your English, pre is before, and these are before biotics. So it means essentially that it's feeding that gut microbiome. So the other thing really is that we're very early into the research into our gut microbiome, and we are still learning how this can affect our weight, how it can affect our blood sugar levels, and also our mood. But a lot more research needs to be done in that side of things, really.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a really exciting time to be exploring and learning about gut health. And like you say, things are progressing and changing, but what are some of the things that we know influence our gut microbiome? Is it all genetics? Is it all lifestyle? Or is it a combination?
It will be a combination. It's actually really quite a complex area. And again, you know, this may be playing into, you know, maybe you see something that says this is really good for your gut microbiome. It's the be all and end all to everything. It's a lot more complicated than that. So there's lots of different things. So what we eat, the medication that we use as well, although obviously we need medication, we do know that it does have an effect on our microbiome, you know, our activity, getting enough sleep. There's lots of areas that impact on it.
And Guts UK has so much information about the digestive system and how it works, ways to look after your gut health, some of the factors that influence gut health, recipes people can try, and many, many more things on your website. So where can people go to learn more?
So on the website, if they look under information, and health and lifestyle. There's diet under there. There is other things that affect lifestyle. Also, we have symptom and condition pages if somebody's interested in a certain condition. We've currently got a campaign called Let's Talk Guts, and that's really encouraging everybody to talk about health and lifestyle and the gut, and also about conditions as well. So more information about that can be found on the website.
Well, thank you so much, Julie Thompson from Guts UK, for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio to discuss the Let's Talk Guts campaign.